turn to this morning is the Old Testament lesson appointed for the day, Isaiah 40, verses 26 to 31. Lift up your eyes on high and see who created you. He who brings out their hosts by numbers, calling them all by name, by the greatness of his might, and because he is strong in power, not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel? My way is good from the Lord, and my right is good to guide by my God. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not think as though weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the things, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even you shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. With what do you identify in this text? How about these words? Have you not known? Maybe you just had a systematic test. Have you not heard? Maybe you should have listened to the lecture. When I looked at the text, verses 29 and 30 jumped out at me. He gives power to the faint, and to whom he has no might, he increases strength. Even you shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. Maybe that's because of the time I looked at the text and began meditating and found that I was a bit weary and exhausted myself. Maybe it's because at that time of the quarter, the midterm is all done. Maybe it's just because I'm at that point in life and I'm not so young anymore, and my chest is sliding in the stomach. Some of the get up and go seems to have got up and went. And I'm sure we all have those days when the weariness of the past just seems to overtake us, and when we are reminded of how transitory and feeble this worn out, or at least wearing out, body can be. And I think we're just depressed. But thank God that we do not have to trust in the strength of our physical body, which wither and fade as the grass and flowers. And when the going gets tough and the tough don't always seem to get going, then thank God that he gives power to the saints, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. We know that they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Unless we turn God into some sort of divine Christianity, let us remember that there is more to our text here than strength and renewal for our bodies, and that Jesus is the refuge of not just the physically weary. Consider the weariness of God's people to whom this text was addressed. Oh, to be sure, they have suffered physical fatigue. They have seen their young men worn out, children fallen, killed, wicked. Cities have been ruined, and their godless enemies had attacked even the holy city of Jerusalem. They could ultimately fall, defeated, and destroyed. But there was much more at stake. Physical destruction. Consider the emotional stress, the psychological trauma, yes, the spiritual despair of being seemingly rejected by God. Feel the weight of sin and guilt and the burden of a troubled conscience. Now that can make you weary. How easy to feel the weight of sin and guilt. Know that God is not necessarily pleased with the things I do today. with the stewardship of my time and talent, with the faltering witness I often hear. How easy to feel the burden and guilt of a troubled conscience. Deal with people who struggle with a broken marriage relationship, drug dependency, or just to feel frustration of a good calling system wanting to do the good it would, but does not. How easy to feel rejected, disconsolate, distressed teenagers, or stand next to a hospital bed, or even a pastor, and hear people utter the same words that Jacob and Israel said in our text, "My way is good from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God," which being interpreted means, "God, why did you let this happen to me?" How easy to grow weary in our thoughts, in our fears and anxieties, to struggle with one's purpose and direction in life, to wonder once in a while if God still is in control, if he really is going to guide me where he wants to be, and not necessarily where I want to be. To pray over a divine call, and to wonder what that first one will be, and to ask if God really will accomplish anything through me, and sometimes in spite of me. And how we too hear the words of our text, and remember that they come as words of comfort and joy to a weary and defeated Jerusalem. Announcing forgiveness, pardon, and peace, and grace, and glory from a God whose strength and power does not wither or fall or fade as it will in tired and old, as we usually human do. Why, even the assessors of Judah, when they look at the stars in heaven and stargazers as they will, they are really only observing the handiwork of the God that made it all, and who still is in control over all the earth. And we sometimes forget the power of the God of creation and preservation, not to mention redemption, sanctification, grace, and glory, love, and mercy. When we forget that it is our God who has measured the earth and marked off the heavens, the God to whom the nations are but a drop in the bucket, the God who has power over even death and hell and has conquered them by a cross and an empty tomb. Then we too need to hear these words. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Don't you remember? The Lord is an everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. Thank God we are not in charge. We are not alone. For he gives power to the saints. For him who has no might, he increases strength. And thank God on me. So that the strength of Christ might be my strength. Yes, even youth shall faint and be weary, and young men in seminary shall fall exhausted. But those who wait and hope on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Oh, the joy to run and walk and jump and leap and work joyfully in the vineyard of our Lord. To give strength to the weak. To give grace to the sinners. He can follow in the joy, and he can go.